Continuing coverage of our breaking story tonight, President Biden says the United States will complete its evacuation of Americans and others from Kabul, despite the attack that killed 13 U.S. service members and dozens of Afghan civilians. Continuing the evacuation means the Biden administration risks more deaths, but the alternative would be an early end to the pullout and leaving behind Americans still seeking to leave the country. The president at the White House, speaking a couple of hours ago, has this promise for the terrorists known as ISIS-K.
We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
Joining us live on Skype this evening, former Army Ranger Dan Blakely, co-author of the upcoming book, The 20-Year War, that comes out on September 11th. It's kind of you to take a few minutes to be with us, Dan. Thank you very much. How do the attacks now change the U.S. evacuations, and what are your general thoughts about this terrible day in Afghanistan?
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a rough day, I think, for a lot of people, and my heart goes out, obviously, to the family and friends of those that have perished overseas today. And, it's just a heartbreaking day. But, the U.S. military is incredibly efficient and they're good at what they do. But when they get orders to change things up and ultimately secure their own, unfortunately, the news that I'm hearing on the ground is unless you have a passport or a visa, you're not getting out.
And there are even reports we just heard from CBS News of some locked doors and passageways. Doesn't give you the impression that they are evacuating as efficiently as before, but how can you blame them given all that's happened today?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, President Biden said it himself, first and foremost, it's the safety and security of our U.S. troops. And then, after that is our own citizens there on the ground, get out as many as we can. But then from there on, it's kind of a free for all. It's unfortunate to see it kind of unfold this way. But, history has a way of repeating itself, and it's not something we haven't seen in the past.
As someone who has served and served in a very specialized way, what is your analysis of all that's happened from weeks ago when we saw this lightning fast move by the Taliban to take over the whole nation, and now this what some would call a debacle at Kabul airport?
It's really easy to place blame, and I think that's what's happening right now, and rightfully so. People should take ownership for the decisions that they made, but ultimately, I don't know if anybody planned for this to happen as fast as it did. However, we knew that we were going to draw down the troops. We knew we were going to leave. The State Department and everybody in Washington should have accelerated the process to get people out faster. The interpreters, the Afghan allies, the American citizens, we should have pushed harder to get everybody out of the country sooner.
And so would it have made the most sense, and again, I know hindsight is 2020, to leave Bagram open, to leave those forces there and have the military be the last to leave, not the first to leave or among the first?
Absolutely. The second we decided to case our colors in the middle of the night and say, see you later to our Afghan allies there on the ground, it left them stranded. It's one of the key locations that we had to be able to get in and out of that country. And knowing that that no longer was secured by U.S. allies and U.S. forces was just a way of showing the Taliban that it kind of was a free for all for them, that they had, free taking of the country from that point forward.
Now, what about this dynamic between ISIS-K and the Taliban? Up until now, we had a wary eye on the Taliban with good reason. Now we are looking for these terrorists. And of course, there will likely be retaliation, as President Biden said.
Yes, there is going to be. Unfortunately, this was the first event. I think as terrorists show in history is that they are not going to stop. It's going to be a constant battle. And hopefully, if the Taliban are truthfully trying to pull security outside of the perimeter of Kabul International Airport or Hamid Karzai International Airport, then hopefully they're going to stop it before it gets to the airport. But unfortunately, I think, the Taliban is a faction and it's a tribal entity, and there's going to be portions of it that are going to be very pro centralized government of the Taliban, and there's going to be people that are going to do their own thing.
I'm sorry to ask a grand question here at the end and only leave you 30 seconds to answer, but what do we do now? What does the administration do now to make the best of this tragic situation?
We have got to start communicating across the board. I cannot tell you how frustrating it has been as somebody who's been trying to actively work with fellow veterans, former and current intel folks, to try and get people out of the country. There has not been a centralized place for people to go to be able to get out of the country easily. There has got to be more communication across the board. We've got to figure out the path to get people out, and we need to have a communicated plan from the very top all the way through to all of our allies.
To be continued, sir. Thank you very much. Good to talk to you tonight.
Of course. Thank you.
Dan Blakely, former Army Ranger, co-author of the upcoming book, The 20-Year War. That's coming out on September 11th. He was with us on Skype.